Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Rice throws deep down.
Oh, he's open.
Over wide open. He's got the 45. He's got midfield. Down the right sideline. Nobody to beat. Malin Coker, 83 yards for the score.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
There are highlights for the Carolina Panthers. They've been really competitive in a few of their more recent games in the past month, and right now are not sitting on the number one spot when it comes to the draft in 2025. Those are the positives, but I'm sure there are more positives. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're asking you where you stand on regifting. That's our holiday question this morning. And I'm sure I'm going to have to pose this to our guest as well, but maybe after we talk football. Chris McClain joining us, host of Mac and Bone, part of our lineup in Charlotte, WFNZ, our Charlotte affiliate. So, Chris, where do you find more positives with the Panthers this season?
First of all, Amy, how you doing? I must say that me ignoring your producer last week when he asked me to come on last week and talk Panthers, the Panthers have been playing real good, two wins and then three real competitive games against playoff teams. And I forgot your producer texted me to come on last week. I would say that I am paying for that today because if we did this interview last week as he wanted to, we would have had so many positives. I mean, I was calling it a five-game Panther winning streak. Two real wins and three moral victories. I mean, we were feeling good. Bryce Young was looking better and better each week. And then this dang Cowboy game hit. And it is hard to remember how we felt for the last few weeks. So the Cowboy game has been a complete bummer. It feels like a total regression from what they had been doing over a five-week stretch. They finally found consistency. It really felt like Bryce had developed into the quarterback they wanted him to be. And this Dallas game was such an ugly performance. Bryce turned it over four times. The rest of the team on all phases were also, you know, bad. And so now I'm shook. I don't know, like, what we saw for a month or so. Are they really improving? This feels like they're back to unfortunately, where we're used to being, you know?
Well, the Cowboys game notwithstanding, maybe that was because the Panthers were favored. I mean, I feel like for the how long has it been since the Panthers were favored in a game?
It was almost exactly 2 years. It was December 18th of 2022, and the Panthers lost that game too. So you're apparently right. Apparently the stress and pressure of Vegas saying, we actually think you're capable of winning a football game is something that is insurmountable for this organization. So this week, Amy, we were all happy to see when the spread came out for the Arizona game, the Panthers are back to being an underdog where we're comfortable.
Were you surprised, actually? Because I was surprised. I know it's a really down year for the Cowboys, but I was surprised to see that the Panthers were favored.
I'm going to tell you, to show you how little of a life we have here in Carolina, nice. We had actually, me and my Kyle Bailey, my host on the pregame show each week for the Panthers, well, he had been kind of tracking this for literally weeks. Like, we have a chance to be favored again in this Dallas game. And he had been telling me all along, it's been since December 2022. So he was basically like, there's no way I could not be aware of this, because he was counting down to the week where it was possible the Panthers would be favored, and we were. And they went out there and they laid such a total egg, man. God, it was brutal.
It definitely was, so there's no saving you there. However, as you point out, it had been five kind of victories in a row before that, and Bryce Young has seemed to be taking steps. So what have you seen with him?
Yeah, this week it was just sloppy with taking care of the football. You know, he had two fumbles that he lost, another one that he fumbled, Micah Parsons stripped him to, and that one the Panthers got back, two interceptions. This was definitely the complete opposite of what he had done for 5 weeks. He had protected the ball so well. I think he had one turnover in the last four games of play before this week. He was really taking care of the football. He was handling pressure so well. Like, in the rookie season last year and then the first two starts this year before he got benched, I mean, the pressure was just all over him, and it got to him, and you could just see it. He was watching the rush. He was fleeing a clean pocket. He wasn't stepping up at the pocket. And he started to look so comfortable in the face of a rush. He would stand in there and take shots against the blitz and deliver it downfield. He would start improvising and making magical plays, improvising like he did at Alabama. I mean, it was all the stuff, Amy, that we thought he would do when they drafted him number one overall. It finally started happening. Last week, I would like to think, is just a setback. You know, it's said all the time, progress isn't exactly always linear, right? Sometimes you got to go up the steps and, hey, I got to take a step back. Hopefully that's what it is. But I do think we're looking at this Arizona game this week is like pretty important for the team's rebuild, and or at least how we feel about the team's rebuild and about Bryce. Like, can they just bounce right back and snap right back to what they had been for a month or so?
How much confidence is there in Dave Canales now that he's got nearly a year under his belt?
Yeah, I don't think there's no way you can't like feel good about Bryce Young's development and what Canales has done with him. I mean, when he benched him after 2 weeks, it was a bold move. I mean, and a lot of us, I mean, Bryce was struggling so bad that it was understandable. But also, like, the whole offseason after Dave was hired, the whole thought was, this guy's the quarterback whisperer. Look what he did with Geno Smith. Look what he did with Baker Mayfield. And it's like, the thought was, he's here to whisper sweet nothings to Bryce, right? Just to two more quarterback whispering. And for him to, like, hey, 2 weeks in, he stopped whispering. You know, Andy Dalton's in there. So it was a little, you know, confusing. He also, in press conferences, Amy, would go out of his way to not answer any questions about Bryce while he was benched. Like, so it was almost like, does he just consider this dude like not even part of the team? Like, he won't even tell us what his role is in practice or anything. So I think for a while we were like, is Dave Canales just out on Bryce? Andy Dalton has the car wreck and Bryce gets back in there. And as I was telling you, everything felt different. I think you have to give Canales credit, right? He's a specialist with quarterbacks. He's calling the plays offensively. And even if, like, during the benching, we didn't really know, hey, is Bryce ever going to play again for this?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coach, I think you got to give him credit. I think, you know, I was listening to Chase Daniel talk about Bryce Young, former NFL QB, now commentator. And he said, honestly, he says, I've never seen a benching of a quarterback result in this, you know, have this good of results. I think you have to give Coach Canales credit for that.
Chris McClain is with us from Charlotte, host of Mac and Bone on our Charlotte affiliate, 92.7 WFNZ. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I kind of feel like it's progress that the coach has not been fired midseason.
Yes, that is.
Wasn't it that 3 years in a row,
that is
right?
A goal. Hey, you got to take the small victories with the Carolina Panthers, Amy. And that is one of them. Why do I think every day when you coach for David Tepper, you're nervous when that key card is being used?
Okay, so let's assume, for the sake of argument, just because it makes for a better discussion, that Canales survives this season and they're working on their second offseason with him, trying to take steps forward, positive steps forward in this rebuild. What do they do next?
They've got to address the defense. I mean, this defense in the offseason saw them trade away Brian Burns to the Giants, saw Frankie Louvu, another playmaker, go to Washington in free agency. And it doesn't help that Derrick Brown went out in week one, you know, the best defensive player right. This team has. But this team needs more defensive talent. The pass rush has struggled for most of the season. The run defense is the worst in football by 30 yards, Amy. You got to go. They give up 173 yards a game. The next worst run defense gives up 30 less yards a game. I mean, it is horrendous. I think you and I might be able to each get 50 yards rushing against this defense.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, I might have gone too far there. And the secondary got exposed by Cooper Rush, of all people, this past weekend. So this really has to be a draft and an offseason where they just hammer the defensive needs so that on offense, Bryce Young doesn't have to score 30, you know, to win games.
Right. It's definitely not all NFL there, because only a couple hours away, UNC has hired Bill Belichick. I have got to know your authentic reaction to that, Chris.
Chapel Bill, baby. First of all, you know, Amy, like, storylines that are gold are our best friend in this business. So, like, having this thing happen has been amazing. Tar Heel fans are so stoked and excited. They cannot believe it happened. I can't believe it happened. We all can't believe the commitment in a monetary fashion they're making to football. I mean, like, some of these reported NIL numbers and then the contractual numbers for the coaching staff, like, those numbers put them in the top five programs in the country in monetary commitment to those things. So I think the fact that Bill has that monetary commitment to the staff and to NIL in this era, I think that's huge. I'm personally skeptical about Bill doing the college coaching, and I've noticed that all his former players that have spoken up in the media seem a little skeptical, too, about how does he handle young younger players and college kids, and how does he handle, you know, the whole recruiting process? Is he schmoozing mom and dad? How does he handle when an 18-year-old makes an NIL demand? So I am kind of skeptical about Bill, you know, coaching at this level, but you can't deny he is armed with severe funds for the coaching staff,
right,
and for the NIL, you know, kitty. And that's half the battle, if not more, right there. So this is going to be freaking fascinating. One of the most fascinating things in sports in this state in years. It's crazy.
I don't know who you could hire that has more experience talking to agents and negotiating contracts and figuring out how to make all the pieces fit. To me, it feels like UNC struck it rich, or, you know, hit the gold mine, whatever. I can't imagine how it fails. Now, maybe it's not a 20-year solution for UNC or a 20-year legacy, but I don't know how he doesn't instantly make that program better just by stepping on campus.
And he also has the luxury of being in the ACC. I mean, I don't want to talk bad about the conference here, of which I'm in the footprint of, but, you know, he goes to the SEC. That's a gauntlet. In the ACC, listen, SMU came in, Amy, first season from the AAC and was in the conference championship game. So there is a – and the schedule next year is really doable for Carolina. So you have that going for you, too.
I like it. Okay, this has nothing to do with football, Chris, but because I have great confidence in your ability to field a question for which you are unprepared, we're having a debate on this edition of the show about regifting. Now, the studies will say that 1 in 3 Americans believe that regifting is now socially acceptable, although only 1 in 5 will admit to doing it. Where do you stand, Chris McLean, on regifting?
First of all, I need to know what's up with that 13%, right? If 20% admit to doing it, but 33% think it's acceptable. If you think it's acceptable, why can't you admit to doing it?
Right.
But I've got, personally, regifting is, if it wasn't for my wife, now any gifts that have to be given out, Amy, I'm going to be honest with you, it's like cheating on the smart kids paper in class. Like, my wife just handles everything, and I'm spoiled rotten. It's sad. And she openly tells me that I would not be able to function without her, and she ain't lying. But it, just in a general principle, like, I have to be honest, if I get a gift and find out it's regifted, but I like the gift, I don't really give a crap about, you know, where it was, its origins and stuff like that. So to me, I think it still comes down to, is it a good gift for that person? And if it is, I don't care if it was regifted. It doesn't matter to me.
Philosophy of regifting. I like it. We've almost convinced producer Pete. He was so completely against it to start, but we've been pretty convincing, I think, over the course of the show.
If it doesn't work for you, but it works for somebody else, it
don't throw it away.
To me.
Don't put it in a landfill. That's not a good end game for the gift.
Well, that's true. Like, if you're handing over a pair of, like, you know, used underwear and you're regifting that, like, that's a slight issue.
All right. That's where you take it too far, Chris.
Is that where I'm done with the show?
No one needed to hear that at all. First thing in the morning. Okay. On that note, this is what you miss when you don't listen to Mac and Bone. Sports Radio WFNZ 92.7, our affiliate in Charlotte. You can find him online at MacWFNZ. Always good to catch up with you. And yes, that's what you get, a crappy game because you refused to answer the producer last week.
Next time, I'm telling you, I'm not forgetting the text from y'all. All right? Because something worse is going to happen 3 days later.
Merry Christmas to you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.